Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another dynamic, exciting episode. It really is a breathtaking episode of Impacting Life 24/7 with your host here live in Jacksonville, CL King. And we're coming to you live for various reasons. One of the reasons why we come to you live is because we love the challenge. This is a challenge, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody can, and I'm not being critical of those of you that do pre-recorded shows, but anybody can come in and pre-record a show, but not everybody can record it and be live at the same time. That is a challenge. And we like that because we like interacting with you folks. We like being a part of what you're doing, and we like for you guys to be a part of what we're doing. And so it just feels natural. For me, being a professional speaker, man, I just feel like I have to. It is tough doing Zoom lives. I mean, I got to see somebody. I got to see a person, and I got to see a people. I got to see somebody back there at least looking like they have a pulse. So that's why we do it live. And so tonight, we close out the week. This is my Friday, ladies and gentlemen, at Impacting Life 24/7. We close out the week with a very great guest. I've been on the pre-show with her for quite some time now, over the past 30 minutes or so, and I learned a lot. We're continuing to educate society about so many things. And tonight, we're going to discuss what you put in your mouth relative to eating. And we're going to talk about this shell that houses your inner being called your skin. So health in terms of your skin and health in terms of healthy eating, that's important. And you know, we're getting ready to get ready for the holidays and all this stuff is going down. So this couldn't be at a better time. Welcome my guest hailing from Virginia. And you can unmute yourself now, sister. I think I accidentally muted you. But I have Dominique Lipscomb, who's coming to the show at Impacting Life 24/7. Welcome, Dominique.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, it's so great to have you. And our guests have so many different dynamics. And I'm really excited about this dynamic because it's important. I you know, every show that I say that, listen, guys, I share our podcast and our guests with so many different people. And so tonight is no different. I'm going to share you with the rest of my global audience, Dominique. Are you ready?
I am.
Great. So before, one of the things that we do, one of the things that we always do before we get started, before we get into questions, before we do the interview, is we let people connect with you. And we're going to do that all throughout the show. So, Dominique, tell people how they can get up with you. So even right now, they can go check you out as we're doing the interview.
You can find me on Facebook, Dominique Hicks Lipscomb. Also, you can go to my business page, skincarechefllc.bigcartel.com. I'm also on Instagram, C_RDA, and I'm also on Twitter, Skincare Chef LLC. So any of those avenues, you can hit me up. I also have an email address, theskincarechefllc@gmail.com. So however you want to get in touch with me, hit me up and we can talk.
That's great. And I love that you demonstrated that you've got multiple ways that people can contact you, because let me just tell you something, man, that we are living in a diverse society. And people are using so many different mediums of communication. And so if you're going to be in an industry that is a service provider, and that's exactly what you are, you're a content creator and a service provider, people want to be able to find you. So, Dominique, give us a little introduction. Tell us a little bit about yourself, or a lot about yourself, because I know you're not long-winded. So tell us about yourself, Dominique. Yeah.
I was born in a small town in Virginia called Goochland County, raised by my grandmother and three aunts. I grew up loving cooking. I was in the kitchen all the time. Sometimes I shouldn't have been in the kitchen with my hands in the pot, but obviously it led to me going to culinary school. And I've been working in the food service industry for about 12 years now, specializing in large catering events. I started to dabble into nutrition about 7 years ago, because I wanted to change my lifestyle and my family's lifestyle also, for the better, greater good of myself. And I just now want to just educate people on healthier eating. knowing how and when and where to find, you know, good quality ingredients to make healthier food. McDonald's is not the only avenue for a burger. You know, you can do the same thing at home. And there's even like now in 2020, there's other restaurants that you can go to, especially these small mom and pop restaurants that actually use good quality ingredients, farm restaurants. It's a lot of places you can go to now. So I just want awareness to that, to different people, and as well as our African-American community that are very prone to diseases and, you know, different cancers that are surfacing now. And even for COVID, like healthy eating is something that we should be trying to do. A lifestyle change is hard, yes, but it can be done. And it can be done with just a little bit of mental capacity. If you have the mental capacity to do it, you can do it.
Wow. You know, you just said that was phenomenal. That was a home run right there. And let me just tell you something. This is a very, very, we need to hone in on this, because she covered quite a bit of elements there, folks. But I want to hone in on one in particular, because we know throughout the world that COVID-19 is obviously still alive and well. Just recently, our president of the United States unfortunately contracted it. And so your health now is probably so much more paramount to be paying attention to than maybe in times past, because you don't know, that quick trip to Walmart could lead you in a health situation that could be detrimental to you and your family. And so when we start talking about eating, here's one thing that I hear about, Dominique. I hear that folks say it's so expensive to eat right. I mean, I could just go buy for $2.50. I can go eat for a week on Top Ramen. Help us navigate that thought process.
Family budgeting, if possible, can be done. Planning your meals ahead of time so you know how much you need to spend. In the grocery store, shopping the perimeter of the grocery store. The center aisles, only if you need staple items. Frozen food section, it has a lot of heavily preservative foods with a lot of sodium. You might think that a lean cuisine meal is healthy, but if you flip to the back and look at the calories and the fats and stuff, that stuff is not really healthy for you. You can make the same stuff with quality ingredients that you can get in your produce department and your meat department. You know, there's a lot of different stuff. And now with 2020 and even the past like decade, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, even Facebook, there's so many people that you can follow, and you can just type in the word chicken and you can get so many different recipes, so many different ingredients that you can use that you don't have to do the same things that our parents did before, right, or grandparents. You know, you can eat a different way now.
So let me ask you this, because you bring up a great point. You're doing a great job on this interview. Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King, and I am interviewing Dominique Lipscomb, who is a great chef as well as a owner of a skincare line that we're going to give some more information about. But you know, what you're helping us realize just early on in this conversation is that you said something, healthy eating, and we don't have to do what our parents did. So now let's key in on that, Dominique. Do you think eating and healthy eating and bad habits can be generational?
It definitely can. Myself included, being that I didn't start eating healthy until like maybe 6-7 years ago, but I ate either my mom, my stepmom, what they cooked. It wasn't always the healthiest thing, but it was what was good. So when I got older and wanted to change how I was eating, you know, I started to research, what can I do to this piece of chicken to make it less, you know, fattening? What can I do to collard greens to make it less fattening? What can I do to some French fries to less fattening? You can bake them instead of fry them. So yeah, definitely it's a generational thing. And with my daughter, who's 3, we try to teach her things now as her being young, you know, not having a lot of sugars, not buying a lot of snacks, no sodas, minimal juices, you know, so she can have a foundation to carry on with her as she grows older. Now, if she gets older and she decides that she wants to dabble in eating health, you know, unhealthier foods, that's fine. That's her choice. But we're trying to teach her good habits starting out.
Okay, so now let's just go there. because now, I mean, I'm not a trick or treater, but you know, that is coming up here at the end of the month, that somehow they're going to find a way to, I guess, safely socially distance and trick or treat. So, would you say that if you participated, would you say that it would be an offense to a kid to hand them out something healthy as opposed to candy?
A little bit, maybe. And for instance, last year we had candy. We also, I know I probably got laughed at by some parents, but hey, you know, anything that I can do to help guide someone in the right direction, I'm going to do it. And my daughter, she eats candy. She eats, you know, not all the time. You know, right. We give her a piece here and there. She had M&Ms last night. So, I mean, but it's just in moderation. They don't have to eat that every day.
Okay. So
every week.
I missed what you said. What did you guys do with Halloween? What did you do? Or what?
I gave organic fruit snacks along with the candy.
Organic fruit snacks. See, you see what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? There are ways around everything. And I think one of the things that I talked to you about off camera was, well, a lot of the struggles are centered around our busy lifestyles. Remember I told you that, man, mom's got to go to soccer, dad's got to pick up the daughter from ballet, and we're running from here to there, so we're just going to swing into Popeye's Chicken and get that $2 biscuit. You know what I'm saying? And we feel like, I tell my sons all the time, I ain't even going to tell you what my family is eating in the studio.
Oh, it's a Popeye.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all lucky I don't turn the camera on, y'all. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we do a live show, because you never know what you're going to get. But and so you told me something that can help, and I would like for you to elaborate on that. Give an example of how a person with a busy schedule can still navigate eating healthy around their schedule.
Okay. For instance, meal planning is a good way to being able to be consistent with eating. You might eat the same things every day at the same time every day, which will keep your body centered and have a good level of homeostasis. So that's a good way. If you are on the go, like even with my job, I'm a chef, but I'm also always on the go in the office, sitting down. So I have to remind myself to get up and move. If you're at work, move, walk around. Don't sit at your desk all the time. If you have to eat something healthy, a boiled egg, nuts. I'll eat a little cup of peanut butter just to keep, you know, something in my mouth, keep going. Drink plenty of water while you're at work. And then when you get home, if you plan your meals out, starting from Sunday to Saturday, that way you know what the family is eating at night, and that'll make life a little less hectic. You can shop early on in the week, plan everything out, and you know what you're going to have. So there's really no need. And then you can have a cheat day. Saturdays, pizza, Fridays, you know, burgers or whatever. Go out and eat something nice. But, I mean, it's ways around it. You just have to do it.
Now, you brought up a great point, and that was a great answer, by the way, but you brought up a great point about a cheat day. Now, I've heard some folks that are absolute purists that there's no such thing as a cheat day, and I hear folks who are healthy like you that says, hey, listen, moderation, every now and then, blah, blah, blah. And I want to know what your thought process is on the two arguments, because some people are just like absolutists. You will never, ever put another thing that's not necessarily good for you in your mouth. And then there are those that are saying, hey, man, you know, you're going to jump off a cliff if you don't every now and then treat yourself. And it's OK to do. What is your thoughts?
Definitely treat yourself. I was one of those people that was down to the book where I was not going to eat a slice of pizza at all. I was not going to eat a fried chicken wing because I was so afraid of going backwards from where I came from. But yeah, definitely reward yourself. If you've been eating good throughout the whole entire week, take Saturday and pick something that you want to eat. Eat the pizza, eat the chips, eat the ice cream, but just know that where you have to go and where your goals are. If your goals are to stay a certain weight or to get there, make sure you continue on that path to get there. Don't go backwards. But yeah, definitely reward yourself. I agree.
Okay, so Dominique, please let folks know how they can contact you again, because you are not only a nutritional expert, but you're also a skincare expert. Tell people about your business and how people can contact you.
Yes, I have a skincare business, natural and organic skincare. I make everything by hand. I have a website, theskincarechefllc.bigcartel.com. You can also reach me on Instagram, theskincarechefllc_RVA. I'm also on Twitter, skincarechefllc, and you can search for me. You should be able to find me on Facebook, but Dominique Hicks Lipscomb. And just hit me up and we can talk. You can order some product, or you can just ask me questions about my product. You know, I'm willing to, you know, help out anyone any way I can.
Yeah. And, you know, that's what I really appreciate about what we're doing here at Impacting Life is that listen, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that do not capitalize on the guests that we bring on here, just like the other day, we had Adam Persky on here talking about a wealth of information relative to finances and financial planning. Tonight, we're here with Dominique Lipscomb. We're going to be discussing in a few moments skincare and also nutrition and ways to get around it. Now, here's what I want you to know, Dominique, is that people are tuning in and people are listening. I would like to just take a moment to say hello to everybody. Say hello to Charity and Clarissa and Danny, of course, is our assassin from 500 yards away, and Michelle Boudreau there in Texas, and Greg, Captain Crunch Smith, and Igdalia and Marie. I'd like to say hello to everyone that comes in because, you know, it's not, we value your time, and that's why we try to bring high quality guests to our show. We value your time, and we value those who give their time to us. And so what I want you to do, Dominique, is to tell me, is it a science to how many times you eat a day?
Yes, it's a science, but it's not rocket science, put it that way. Three meals with three small meals in between. So if you eat breakfast, have a snack. Lunch, snack, dinner, and a snack. Try to eat before 8 o'clock if possible. I myself try to eat before 7. And I go from 7 o'clock to maybe about 9 in the morning before I eat again. I'll drink black coffee for breakfast, or either eat something small like some nuts or boiled egg, but nothing really heavy. But yes, it's a science. And if your body, it'll be used to eating at the same time every day. So the hunger will surpass. You won't have hunger pains.
Well, we just got
it. 9 o'clock. Hey, Dominique's about to feed me. Good. You eat and you move on.
Absolutely. So my wife asks a question. She says,
"I think we froze."
Yeah, we did freeze, but we unfrozen now. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but you're frozen on my end.
It'll thaw out. That's the beauty of Spectrum. My wife asked a question. She says, if there was one food to ever ban people from eating, what would that one food be? Now, this is my wife asking this question, so I want to hear. Don't say Top Ramen noodles, because what would be the one food that you would ban that no one can eat ever again or should eat?
Margarine is a man-made product. It is not, it's a derivative of vegetable fats and some other nonsense. Choose butter, unsalted butter. But if margarine can go away forever, that'll be amazing.
So is Kerrygold butter okay?
Kerrygold is amazing. Yes.
Yeah,
use Kerrygold.
They just don't give it away. I'll be up in there like, yo, can I put 50 cent on this Kerrygold? Can y'all just give me a slice of that? Yeah, it's pretty steep.
You have to catch it on sale.
Yeah, for sure. And so now skincare is another area that you're an expert in. And tell us about why you got involved in skincare and created this great LLC, the business that you've created. Tell us why you've done that.
Growing up, I had really, really bad acne, until my mid-20s. The items that I was using helped, but didn't really help. And once I got older, I started to realize that a lot of those skincare items that they have on the shelf, and even the ones that doctors prescribe, have a lot of ingredients and chemicals that are not healthy for the skin. So once I started playing around with different seeds, nut butters, essential oils, I noticed my skin getting clearer. I noticed my color actually evening out in my skin. So I was like, hey, let me try to see if I can coerce some friends to, you know, try to my stuff. And they actually gave me good feedback on it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to attempt to put myself out there and start selling natural skincare products. And for the past 6 months, it's actually been successful. I have all over the United States. I ship all the United States. I even shipped to Japan at one point. And a lot of people are taking heed to it. It's a lot healthier. I was a Vaseline intensive care person, Noxzema, Biore. Back of the bottle of these items, you can't pronounce half of the items that are in there. And a lot of them are made with water and alcohol, which are both, you can drink water for the skin, but putting it on your skin will dry it out. Alcohol is just terrible for your skin and for your hair. So eliminate those and put natural products in it, and your skin actually will start to pop. It'll start to rejuvenate itself and go back to pre-pubescent ages. At least it did for me, but I'm pretty sure it'll do it for everybody else.
Nice. And so I got folks listening, and I know my daughter is very interested in this particular topic. So tell people again how they can go. Can they go to your website and be able to see some of the products that you're offering?
My website has pictures of everything that I offer. The Skincare Chef LLC.big. You can order directly from the site. You can also go on my Instagram page, the Skincare Chef LLC underscore RVA, as well as Twitter, Skincare Chef LLC. Twitter is more so for me to promote different promos that I'm doing for my business, and also just to have some dialogue about skincare. If you have some questions, want to know what you can try if you have acne, what's good, which essential oil will be good for you, you know, just shoot me a message and I'm happy to talk with you.
Yeah, skincare. Skincare is important. I know that being I have very, very sensitive skin. And the chemical-based stuff that I try to use sometimes it makes the situation worse. And so I hear you, you know, you've got the outside natural and you've got the inside natural. And you know, talking about eating better foods and more natural, holistic foods. So when we talk about this topic, which is a challenge for some people, red meat and pork, I love me some barbecue ribs. I can throw down on some ribs, Dominique. So I guess we could insert, well, do this in moderation. But is that meat lifestyle really healthy for you?
It's not. It clogs your arteries. It has been known to trigger cancer cells in the body. But you know, I can tell you what I have done. I haven't eaten pork or beef in about almost 7 years now, and I feel a lot different. I had a lot of allergies. They're gone. My skin is clearer. I feel more energized. I don't feel as heavy as I did when I used to eat a steak. You know, I feel better about myself, and it's a personal preference. I'm not going to knock anybody for eating ribs. I used to love ribs. I used to could eat a whole rack of ribs by myself, believe it or not. But, you know, high metabolism at one point. But, yeah, it's just, to me, it's not the healthiest. There are other options you can eat. But, I mean, to each his own, if that's what you choose to do. But I suggest to cut back on the pork.
Right.
And the beef.
Thank you very much. Greg asks, are there any male skincare products that you're offering, or is your market catering strictly to women?
No, men can do the same thing. My body butters can come unscented or scented. I actually make a butter for your beard that actually stimulates growth and luster for your beard. Yeah, a little bit. So that's specifically for males. I also do a charcoal soap, a shea butter based soap for men or women. Either or, it's made out of charcoal. But no, I can tweak items. You know, men got to take care of their feet,
right?
Too, so you can have a foot scrub.
Yeah.
You can soak your feet. You know, you need to have nice toes. I know your wife would appreciate you having nice feet.
I think my wife would definitely appreciate me getting a foot scrub. That would be hilarious. And I'm gonna have Mariah over there scrub them. So here's, and you know, that was one thing that you keyed on relative to nutrition that I think is resonating with me is consistency. A lot of people say, well, it's just so bland, or I don't want to eat that same thing, or I'm bored with that. And, you know, in your regimen, do you find a particular day, or do you even mix it up and alternate where you're going to say, okay, 4 out of 5 days I have chicken, rice, and green beans as my meal prep. Do you sometimes alternate that to just give your body a different, you know, psychological break from the rudiments?
Yeah. You can switch it up. You can do like 2 days poultry. You can do 2 days fish if you like fish. Yeah, you can definitely switch it up. I just found it easier when I was heavily meal prepping to eat the same exact thing every day. It was boring, but my body liked it. So I responded. I ate how my body responded.
Yeah, I'm going to do.
That makes sense.
I'm going to take that on myself because that definitely sounds like the right methodology in terms of, you know, being on a rudiment and being on a routine. How would you suggest, you know, one thing that some people say is that I'm always hungry. What do you suggest to for things to help people tie them over that are healthy, but it keeps them feeling full?
You can eat small snacks, dried fruit, nuts, peanut butter, even a boiled egg is good for a snack. Tuna without any mayonnaise, or if you do mayonnaise, do a light mayonnaise or a little bit of oil. Just, you know, just constantly snack. Don't starve yourself. If you were switching from a non-healthy to a healthier lifestyle, definitely don't starve yourself. Don't deprive yourself. Find ways to keep yourself eating, because if you keep yourself eating, your metabolism would gradually increase. So that'll actually help you too. So just find small snacks.
Greg says, no chitterlings for you this year, Chris. But I don't eat chitterlings anyway. If that's the proper way to pronounce them. Ain't no chitlins gonna be up in this house, homie.
Haven't eaten them in a while.
What'd you say?
Yeah.
Nah, that's Greg. With them,
I haven't eaten chitlins in a while.
That's that country food Greg eats. So you've got folks chiming in. Gail Haith. She says, Auntie and Uncle Eric, see you.
Hey, Auntie.
Yes. Danny, of course, is helping us again. And folks chiming in, Clarissa Thompson, just want to let you guys know that you tuned in to Impact Life 24/7. Those of you listening on our podcast, which can be heard on Spotify, Google, Amazon Music. It also can be heard on iTunes and on Podbean. We have as our guest Miss Dominique Lipscomb, who is a chef and now focused with an emphasis on healthy eating, as well as the founder and creator of a skincare product business. Now, you have to forgive me why I can't remember, but I just didn't write it down. I want you to tell us again what the name of your skincare business is and how people can contact you at it.
Okay. It's the Skincare Chef LLC is the business name. I have a shop site, theskincarechefllc.bigcartel.com. You can order directly from that site. Also, I'm on Instagram, the Skincare Chef LLC _RVA, as well as Twitter, Skincare Chef LLC.
Well, this is great. I want you guys to go to her website, please, today. Go to her website or go to Facebook or go to Twitter, go to Instagram, and look and connect with Dominique Lipscomb, because she's got some great products for men and women. She's got a beard butter. Of course, I have to keep mine. I can't get that. So, and Greg is clean shaven, so he can't use it. But I got some friends that got the whole James Harden thing going on. And so I would highly recommend you connect with her. Health on the outside is just as important as health on the inside. Now, as you know, our landing gears, we're seeing the runway. But I want to ask you this, because I asked you this before, and I want you to give me just a little sample of your response. I told you that every year, Dominique, every year, since the beginning and the founding of the King household, which is now going on its second, it's over a quarter of a century. I cook collard greens every Thanksgiving, and I put in them, I can't tell y'all all what I put in them, but I put some smoked pigtails, I can't tell you the rest of the stuff, but it's some stuff, it's some junk going up in them collard greens. You know what I'm saying? You told me that I could have the same result and my family could be just as pleased if I took another approach and another route. Give me that example.
Okay. Take your collard greens, take you some coconut oil, even some coconut aminos. You're going to take some vegetable base or vegetable stock, onion powder and garlic powder, and you're going to let that simmer down with some kosher salt. I guarantee you, it will be the same deliciousness as your pot of greens with your pigtails, smoked pigtails.
Yes. Yeah. Well, let me take that back. I don't use smoked pigtails. I use corned pigtails. Oh. Yes, the salted pigtails. And so, you know, Dominique, here's what you got to do, because there's so many people that are stressed out with everything that's going on in the world. There's so many stressors, Dominique. And yeah. I would like for you to just, I try to give this opportunity to all my guests, but I would like to for you to speak to, you know, the folks in America and those that are listening overseas who are saying, man, I'm stressed out. I don't know where to start. I want to eat better. I want to take better care of my skin, but I just don't know. I want them to hear from a nutritionist and a skincare expert. What would you say to the American people and the rest of the world?
Firstly, you can contact myself, and I'm happy to guide you in any direction that you would like to go. Two, just start researching on your own. If you don't want to take my advice, which I think that it would be beneficial for you to take heed to some of the things that I can teach you. You can read about how to eat healthier, how to take better care of your skin. Also, stay positive. A positive mind is also a way to a healthier body. You can rid all the toxins out of your body and on your skin, but also any kind of negativity that you have in your life, let it go. Just let it go. It's not worth it. You can be healthier in your mind also, and that way, you can start getting your body and your skin just as healthy. So it all works together. You're a temple, so every part of it just goes together. And once it connects, you're good. You're golden.
I love it. She said, you're a temple. You know that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So listen, Dominique, if you could, please give everybody your contact information. Listen, folks, go check these sites out. She's got skincare products for men and women, taking care of the outside. And she's going to expand her, you know, beyond just being a chef. She's willing to help you get on the right track to better eating. And I'm going to hopefully pick her brain on some meal plans that I want to do. So, Dominique, tell everybody how they can contact you one more time.
Yes. If you would like to search for me on Facebook, Dominique Hicks Lipscomb. Also, you can search for my shop site, the skincarechefllc.bigcartel.com. Instagram, the skincarechef _RVA, as well as Twitter, skincarechefllc. Any of those avenues, you can hit me up. We can chop it up. We can get some dialogue going about how to get you on the right plan and the right direction to a healthy lifestyle. And just talk about it. I want everybody to be successful in this.
Awesome. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to her website or you reach out to her, please tell her that you saw her or heard her interview here on Impacting Life 24/7. And I'm sure Dominique may have a special discount for you or something she can throw in. Mention that you heard her or saw her on Impacting Life 24/7, because this is so much more than just a time for us to waste time on the air, but we want people to connect with. I would have never met a skincare professional that's doing natural skincare remedies that she did it because of COVID. Did y'all know that? Because of COVID-19, she said, you know what, I'm gonna create my own business in the midst of a pandemic. Now, that's powerful. So listen, Dominique, you're a living testimony. We appreciate you coming on the show. We thank you for taking time away from your husband and daughter. And we look forward to having you back on. As things expand and progress, just get up with Greg and we'll schedule you in 2021 to have you back on. We'll talk more about it, okay?
Awesome, sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much, Dominique. You have a great night.
All right. You as well.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here live. This is Friday for me. And I just, am I allowed to tell on y'all what y'all was doing in the studio? I mean, I'm sitting here talking to a health nutritionist and, you know, about putting the red stuff in your mouth. And my daughter and wife got this huge forkful of Top Ramen noodles. That could be, it ranks up there with butter or margarine. It's like, that's not even a real thing. I don't even know it's a food. But I'm starving. I might go have some myself. No, I'm just playing. So, again, Dominique Lipscomb, she has really forged out a pathway that demonstrates what we're trying to do here at Impacting Life 24/7. And what that is, you know, you can see all the calamity. You can see all the things negative going on in the world. And you can just say, man, woe is me. Or you can take control of your life, take control of your destiny, make an impact on yourself. And by doing so, you could change the world. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for me. Greg gives me the rest of the week off. But we will be in an undisclosed location this weekend to promote a guest that's been on our show. And I can't wait for you to check that out. So this is show number 96. Four more until we get to 100, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot believe that we have stayed on this journey this long. Greg came on after a few shows in and said, man, we really want to take this to the next level. And as you see, with having Dominique on our show, this is exactly why we do this. You know, our guests don't pay us to come on here, and that's fine. We want to be a blessing to them. We're blessed to be a blessing. And I remember coming up as a professional speaker, man, airtime was just as valuable as a check, somebody writing you a check. If you could get your message out. And I'm all about connecting, elevating people, promoting people, magnifying folks' success. And I hope that is the theme that you feel from this show. I know Monday nights are, you know, open mic Mondays, and we do a lot of different things on that night. But the rest of the time, man, Tuesday night at 8:30, Thursday night at 8:30, and of course Monday night at 8:30, that's where you can find our show. Right here live on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, CL King. I broadcast it live there just so I can connect with some of my friends. But then we also broadcast it on Podbean. You can go to impactinglife247.podbean.com. You can check us out on Spotify, Impacting Life 247. You can check us out on iTunes, Impacting Life _ 247. You can check us out on Amazon Music, Impacting Life 247. And guess what? You're going to find me in all of those arenas and many, many more. And so we're continuing to expand. We're making some modifications to our studio. We're going to expand and figure out what is going on. I don't know if anybody else out there has Spectrum. But I'm just very frustrated with why we don't just get a smooth signal all the time. And it's not just because we do Zoom, because Zoom pulls a lot of bandwidth. But man, I if I'm paying for this stuff, I want it to be smooth as silk. My wife has a business, and she does live broadcast all over the country as well. And so it's like, man, we need smoothness. We need smoothness. And Southern Designs by Charity, Chalk with Charity, Charity King. You got to go check her out too. We are all about promoting. What is it? I said that first. Southern Designs by Charity. I said that first. She said, get that business right. And I'm hoping that other people will be inspired also in 2020 as we close this year out. If what you're doing is not what you like, then start something that other people need that you like. Start your own business. You know, if what got cut off because of COVID and that door got closed, then build a frame and hang a door on it and walk through it. You know, I didn't ever have an idea of being a podcast host. I still don't think I'm all that great of a podcast host. I am a speaker. I'm a professional speaker. I want to speak to people and inspire them. But because this has unfurled itself for us, we utilize it to help other people. That's why we do it. Impacting Life 247. So be back Monday right here, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. and you can listen to it on all the major podcast platforms. All right. Hug your family, kiss your loved ones, and also remember to stay socially distant. Don't kiss your unloved ones. And we will see you again Monday night, 8:30, right here on Impacting Life 24/7 with your host, CL King. God bless you.